A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This is a journey into sound.
Fellas, I'm ready to get up and do my thing.
Oh, yeah.
Let's get it on. It's time to get down.
I know you're going to dig this.
Hello and welcome to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs. My name is BJ Berry, and these are the greatest R&B songs of all times, and as well the stories behind them. So let's get it started. Today we feature Lynn Collins and the song Think About It.
You'd better think. Come on. Think. There was a time when we had it. That's the thing I never will forget. Now, baby, I got a life to live and a whole lot of love that I want to give.
The song was written and produced by James Brown.
Can't pass the people, can't pass the hitman.
Yep, that's right, that James Brown. The hardest working man in show business. The godfather of soul, Mr. Please Please Please, and soul brother number one. The song was released on James's own record label, People Records, in 1972. And this song also happens to be one of the most sampled songs in music history. That's Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock back in 1988. And it was sampled again for a big hit in 1990 by none other than Janet Jackson. And the sample list goes on. N.W.A., TLC, EPMD, De La Soul, and Kanye West, just to name a few. Lynn Collins was born Gloria Laverne Collins on June 12, 1948. In either Abilene, Texas, or Dimebox, Texas. That's still being argued. We personally like Dimebox, Texas, because how many people can say that they were actually born in a Dimebox? By the way, Dimebox is in the middle of nowhere between Austin and Houston, Texas, and no man's land. So how does a girl from there get to a song like this?
Not going for that no more. Cause we realized two things, that you aren't doing anything for us, that we can better do by ourselves. So from now on, we're gonna use what we got to get what we want. So you'd better think.
The story goes, Lynn Collins began singing in her early teens. Her first song was Unlucky in Love. Then at 14, she married a man who served both as her manager and as the local promoter for the James Brown Review. Lynn and her then-husband sent James Brown a demo tape, and he responded initially by putting her on standby in 1970. In 1971, Collins officially joined the James Brown Review. At this time, James Brown really was the godfather of soul. With hit after hit.
One, two, three, four. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine. Get on up. Get up, get on up. Get up, get on up. Stay on the scene. Get on up like a sex machine.
And it wasn't just James Brown with hits. This was at the peak of The Godfather. And his band, the JBs, also had hits. The alumni to that band included Fred Wesley, Maceo Parker, Bootsy Collins, and as well as Brother Catfish, and then, of course, the funky drummer, or drummers, one could say. The main two were Clyde Stubblefield and John Jabbo Starks. So in 1972, Brown's People Records released Collins' Think About It. Again, it was written and produced by Brown. It became her first and biggest hit, and it made her the most commercially successful female singer in Brown's camp. Collins continued to record singles for Brown through to 1973, but nothing really came out of it after that. One could almost say she was a one-hit wonder. Collins left the James Brown Review in 1976, and she settled in Los Angeles, where she took a clerical job at the Record Plant Recording Studios in L.A. However, somehow she found her way back to singing. She was a backup tour singer for people like Dionne Warwick.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on by, walk on by.
As well, Rod Stewart. And Al Green.
I'm so in love with you. Whatever you want to do is all right with me.
She also appeared on the soundtracks of the film Dr. Detroit and the TV series Fame. Around the late 80s, early 90s, Collins attempted a comeback as a dance club diva. But things didn't really work out. She had a few European releases that amounted to pretty much nothing. She continued to tour and perform, most notably in Europe. After returning from a European tour, Lynn Collins passed away at the age of 56 in 2005 in Pasadena, California. She raised two sons, Bobby and Anthony, and she left this world with a song that will go down in R&B history. This song spoke directly at men. It was outspoken and a woman's anthem at the time. And the band, by the way, on that track, the JBs. And, of course, don't forget the funky drummer.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
Come on.
It takes two to make it out of sight.
Yeah. Lynn Collins, Think About It, side A. By the way, on side B, a Bill Withers cover, Ain't No Sunshine. So there you have the story of one of the greatest feminist anthems ever committed to vinyl, and the most sampled woman in hip-hop history. Lynn Collins, may you rest in peace. You've been listening to the 100 Greatest R&B Songs of All Time. Before we let you go, we'd like to remind you to subscribe to our podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music, Amazon's Alexa, and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song request. Go to 100GreatestR&BSongs.com. And the beat goes on. We'll see you the next time.